Welcome to the Next Gen Work Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Ross. I help leaders support working parents so that they can recruit and retain the best people. Join me as I interview experts and provide insights into the struggles that parents and caregivers face in the workplace. Learn how your business can become a place where parents feel included, supported, and valued. Being a family-friendly business isn't just a nice to have anymore. For the next generation and those that are raising them, it is critical. Hi there, and welcome back to the Next Gen Work Culture. Today is just me, and I want to talk to you about seven simple types of accommodations that a pregnant employee might need. So first of all, why is this important? Why do you need to understand how to accommodate the pregnant employees on your team? Well, up to 75% of women will experience a pregnancy at some point during their career. So that is a huge percentage of the workforce that is going to be going through pregnancy while they are trying to work. With it being such a large portion of women that are likely to become pregnant, leaders really need to be doing everything they can to support their employees before pregnancy, so during that family planning, but also during their pregnancy and following their pregnancy so that women will want to return to work and stay at that company after they become a new mom. It can be a really big shift, especially if it's the first baby, to becoming a working mom. So it's a super important time to make sure that you are retaining those employees. But beyond that, it's also the law. The Pregnant Workers Fairness Act was passed not that long ago in the United States. So now employers are required to accommodate pregnant employees. And if you want more information about that law, go back and listen to last week's episode with attorney Jessica Kraft, who walked us through some of the details of the PWFA. So I know that it can be difficult to consider running a business or managing a team and how in the world to make individual accommodations for people, whether that be under ADA or the PWFA, which is why I'm coming at you today with just a few simple things to think about whenever someone on your team tells you that they're pregnant. It's important to keep in mind that you can't force these accommodations on somebody. They need to actually request them from you. There's an interactive process that's required here where the employee and the manager or, you know, their leader are going to have to go back and forth and talk about the accommodations and what they may need. So even though I'm giving you some ideas here, never force this on an employee. You can offer it or talk about it, but you can't require that they accept any sort of accommodation just because they're pregnant. So idea number one, one of the biggest things that everyone knows about pregnancy is that sometimes it comes with that dreaded morning sickness. But what you may not realize is morning sickness isn't always in the morning. I actually most often felt really sick in like the mid-afternoon, which unfortunately for me happened to be during my drive home a lot of days. So just know that your pregnant employees may be dealing with sickness at different times of day, not always in the morning, and it could be triggered by certain smells or, you know, lots of different things. So how can you accommodate for that? If you know they're going to be feeling that sickness at a certain time of day, you may be able to work their schedule around that. So maybe if it's a shift worker and they are feeling really sick in the mornings, you could give them evening shifts if possible, or give them the option of trading shifts, or give flexible, you know, work from home if possible, and allow them to be home during those times that they know that they're probably going to be feeling pretty nauseous. Another common problem that people may run into, especially later in their pregnancy, is problems with standing or walking a lot. I was a teacher when I was pregnant, and I had to get myself a really nice stool to teach at the front of the classroom because it hurt for me to be on my feet all day. Especially with my second pregnancy, I was having a lot of joint pain and back pain and If you're carrying multiples, you know, twins or triplets, then you've really got a lot of back pain and stuff that comes along with that. And swollen legs, muscle spasms, you know, all kinds of problems that could make it very difficult to do your job if you're required to do a lot of standing or walking. So think about ways that you can accommodate for that. It's also becomes kind of weird to walk up and down the stairs because you start to get a little more clumsy as your center of gravity kind of shifts as you gain more weight on your belly. So provide alternatives like access to an elevator if you can, or not requiring them to come to the top floor for a meeting if that's the only thing they have to go up there for. Provide an option like a stool for factory workers or for cashiers. And if sitting is really just not possible, be sure that you give them more breaks if they need it. And again, remember, you can't force these accommodations on someone, but it is just some great ideas to talk about with them and ask if maybe they would like some help. Obviously, when you're growing a baby in your belly, your body changes a little bit. So as their manager or leader, you may need to change the dress code expectations just a little. And allow them to wear a different kind of shirt or not have to tuck in their shirt. Maybe allow stretchy, like athletic pants or leggings or scrub pants, even would be a great option for some industries. And allow them to wear tennis shoes or something that has really good support if they have to be on their feet a lot, rather than, you know, requiring super dressy shoes. I always just wore black slacks or leggings or something with plain black tennis shoes rather than dress shoes. And that was a good option for me throughout my pregnancy. But I also wore a lot of open-toed shoes and sandals during the summer with one of my kids because my feet were swelling. So keep that in mind, too. That may be, if you see an employee who is super pregnant come in and flip-flops one day, maybe don't chastise her for it because it might be the only shoes that fit on her feet that morning. All right, the next idea or thing to think about is requiring longer days may not be a great idea. Long work hours have been related to preterm birth and miscarriages and other pregnancy issues. So try not to require long overtime hours of pregnant employees. Of course, it has to be their choice. If they want to work the overtime, of course, let them do that. But don't make overtime required because it might be really difficult for them to be working a, 10, 11, 12 hour day or a 6 or 7 day work week. And some conditions of pregnancy may even require them to be temporarily moved to part-time hours or allowed to work from home or some other flexibility. And as long as that's not going to cause an undue hardship for your business, remember the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act does require that you accommodate that request somehow. Depending on the industry, you may be in a situation where like snacks or water aren't typically allowed, like maybe on the factory floor or something. But growing a baby does require a lot of extra nourishment for mom. I know I was always like starving. Plus, there are some situations like gestational diabetes where they develop diabetes during pregnancy and may have to keep a really close eye on their sugar and have a snack to help keep their sugar from plummeting during the day. So make sure that if the pregnant employee needs it, you are allowing them to either step away from work or just have a snack right there at their workstation throughout the day if they need it. And one last thing to keep in mind is that pregnancy comes with a lot of doctor's appointments. At first, it's only like maybe once a month, but as it gets closer, you're going every week, multiple times a week, sometimes even daily for checking in on the baby, depending on the types of complications that may be coming up or how far along in the pregnancy they are. So ensure that your employees understand that they can take time for appointments. Even if they don't have sick days or personal time off left, you as an employee, as an employer, or as a manager, are required to allow them to go to those very important prenatal appointments. We don't want women skipping the prenatal appointments because they don't feel that they can take time off from work. Ideally, allow them to flex their hours or work a different schedule or something so that they can still go to those appointments without missing, you know, money from their paycheck, because this is already a financially stressful time for their family preparing for a new baby. But if, you know, all else fails, you have to at least allow them to take unpaid time off to attend the appointments. So that's just a few quick ideas or thoughts about accommodations you may need to give to someone when they are pregnant. The most important thing is just to make them feel like they are really surrounded by support, that they are in an atmosphere where they are cared about and valued as a person, and that they are supported along their journey to becoming a mother as well, not just as another number on a sheet as an employee. It could be a very exhausting and very stressful and emotional time. But just do your best to wrap them in support, check in, ask how it's going, offer help, connect them with employee resource groups or mental health professionals maybe they have access to in their benefits or any other maternity benefits that your company offers. Just be sure to connect her with all of that and make sure that she knows her benefits and how she can be supported at work. That's it for this episode. If you have enjoyed this, I really encourage you to go and download the free copy of my 8 Ideas for Accommodating Pregnant Employees. You can find that at CourtneyRoss.com/ideas for pregnant employees, or just grab the link in the show notes. Until next time, take care. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take just a moment to leave a rating in your podcast player and be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, take care.